This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Police say one man was shot dead late Saturday in the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, as Black Lives Matter protesters and supporters of President Donald Trump clashed in the streets. In a news conference on Sunday, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler delivered a blistering attack on the president, saying, and this is a quote, "Do you seriously wonder, Mr. President, why this is the first time in decades that America has seen this level of violence?" He added, "It's who you have created the hate. It's you who have created the hate and division." A rally supporting President Trump drew hundreds of trucks full of supporters into the city, some of whom shot paintball guns from the beds of pickup trucks while protesters on the street threw objects back at them. Portland's police chief has called the violence unacceptable and said his force is working to find the people responsible. Witnesses said the white man who was killed was wearing a hat with the insignia Patriot Prayer, a Portland-based far-right group that has previously clashed with protesters. A top Trump administration official, acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf on ABC's This Week Today, blamed the past 90 days of violence in Portland on state and local officials for, in his words, not allowing law enforcement to do their jobs. He said the federal government continues to offer law enforcement assistance to Portland and said Portland officials continue to refuse federal assistance to bring this to an end. He appealed to protesters to keep their protests peaceful. President Trump retweeted a video showing the caravan of his supporters driving into Portland, calling them great patriots. Portland has seen nightly protests for the past 3 months. The demonstrators are protesting against racial injustice and police abuse of minorities following the May 25th death of a black man, George Floyd, while in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is VOA News. The party of Montenegrin President Milo Djukanovic was narrowly ahead of Montenegro's pro-Serbian and pro-Russian alliance in parliamentary elections Sunday. That's according to the polling organization CEMI. On the basis of 89% of ballots from a sample of polling stations, the firm forecasts the president's party secured 34.8% of votes, while the alliance of mainly Serb nationalist parties for the future of Montenegro, which wants closer ties with Serbia and Russia, was just behind with 32.7%. As neither of the two largest contenders will secure the 41 deputies in the 81-seat parliament needed to rule alone, they will need to seek coalition partners. Any future government must tackle an economic downturn that started in 2019 and was aggravated by the coronavirus pandemic, which gutted revenues from tourism. That's a key driver of the economy. According to the International Monetary Fund, Montenegro's economy is forecast to contract by nearly 9% this year. It's expected to recover in 2021. Thousands of Shiite pilgrims wearing gloves and masks flooded Iraq's holy city of Karbala on Sunday to mark Ashura in one of the largest Muslim gatherings since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Ashura, on the 10th day of the mourning month of Muharram, commemorates the killing of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson Hussein at a battle in 680 AD. Typically, millions of Shiites from around the world flock to the golden-domed shrine where Hussein's remains are buried. Shoulder to shoulder, they pray and cry. But with coronavirus numbers spiking across the globe, this year's commemoration is subdued. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier on Sunday condemned an attempt by protesters to break in to storm the Reichstag, Germany's parliament building, as an unacceptable attack on the heart of our democracy. Steinmeier said in an Instagram message that the violence was unacceptable. The incident took place on Saturday evening after some 38,000 protesters gathered in Berlin during the day to protest against the country's coronavirus restrictive measures. After about 2 hours, police dispersed the protesters, citing disregard of social distancing rules. The German president called the protesters a right-wing extremist rabble, while praising the security forces, who he said acted extremely prudently in a difficult situation. In defiance of China, a delegation led by the president of the Czech Republic's Senate arrived in Taiwan Sunday for a six-day visit. It was the highest-level exchange between the two countries to cement economic and cultural ties. The Czech Republic adheres to the One China policy, but maintains unofficial ties with Taiwan. Taiwan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs reported the Senate leader told his delegation the trip will honor late President Václav Havel.